Various players like that. I mean, obviously conditions have played a massive part in that game there.
It's not like me, because I think I'm usually fair in the way that I talk after the game and that, but the referees had us in before the game, both myself and Dick, in terms of the weather, and just asked us how we felt, and I felt that if we started the game then the game should be finished, and he couldn't guarantee that. So he had these doubts before the game. His actual words were, if it became farcical, then you know, he's got a decision to make through the game. So listen, I don't want to be sour grapes. At the end of the day, both teams are on the park and they both have beat us fair and square, you know, in the conditions we played in. But I've also got a responsibility as manager of Dunfermline Football Club that, you know, the players' well-being and that as well, and the conditions that they were asked to play in today weren't acceptable.
So you clearly feel that the conditions really beat Dunfermline today.
I just feel strong, Douglas, that, you know, I'd usually try to answer questions that the press put to me in terms of tactics, application of my players. I can't fault them for that today. You know, I was actually, you can ask any of my coaching staff 15 minutes into that game, after Owain's tried a couple of kicks, after I've turned around, says the game should be off. So I'm talking passionately, open, and I know it's dangerous to talk that way when your guard's down, but I do feel strongly with that for an advert for Scottish football, you know, it wasn't football today. And as I say, I'm not taking nothing away from Arbroath. They've beat us 2-0 on the day. And we'll take that as it is, but I just find that, you know, when the referees mentioned the word farcical, I find it hard to say anybody that was watching that game today can't see that was the right conditions to play a game of football in.
Yeah, I was going to say that. You obviously alluded to the fact you said farcical. Do you think it did start to descend and it become farcical, or did you think even from kickoff it was
I personally thought early on, I'm saying we can go back and look at the game and break it down. Owain's first four or five kicks, you know, he puts them out the park. It's not Owain deliberately doing that, it's no bad technique. He's got a decision to make. If he tries to hit it the other way, the wind's blowing it back and it's possibly going out for a throw-in 10 yards from goal. So it wasn't his technique, you know, it's no my goalkeeper, I'm not having a pop at him and that. So to me, it's the conditions make, you know, played a massive part in the outcome of today's game.
I guess you're also a very strong football inside as well. You like to play the long of the deck. You're not going to be able to do that in a day like today.
But it's not that. And as I say, like, I'm not standing here for 1 minute feeling sorry for ourselves. It was genuine to when I'm watching my players giving everything that they could today, that the conditions, you know, they were up against a good Arbroath side who've got a great home record. We came here earlier in the season and it was, you know, it's not an easy place to come. So again, I don't want it to be like sour grapes, and Arbroath have still scored 2 goals today. You know, we hit the woodwork, it didn't come back out to us, they finished their chances. So, you know, that's fair play to Arbroath. But as I say, I know that we're not just going to win games playing nice passing football all the time, but I think we've improved as a club over the 18 months, 2 years that I've been at the club, where we've got that competitive side to us. And I'm just, as I say, really disappointed that at what stage, what is farcical? And that's the question I'm putting back, because I couldn't ask my players to pass the ball today. You know, we end up making substitutions to get as many attacking players on the pitch as we could in the hope that something was going to fall for us. And that's not the way that you want to plan football, you know, longer term. So in terms of application, I fully have my players back. You know, my coaching staff were disappointed, but as I said, you know, 10-15 minutes into that game today, I would have went over and shook the referee's hand, because it wasn't conditions that were right for playing Scottish football.
But how damaging is that 90 minutes towards your title bid and your promotion bid?
No, we've got to use that as a motivation, and that's when I'll stand here at the moment, but I'm not using excuses in terms of that. I'm speaking strongly of what I feel in terms of the game going on and the referee's viewpoint on that, because as I say, I was actually worried at stages that boys were possibly going to get injured today. You know, that's how it was. That's how some of them are talking in the dressing room after the game. So I'm duty bound again to make sure that they're all right. In terms of that, we've just got to dust ourselves down. You know, we've got to take it. They've had two really good performances against Hearts last week and against Raith Rovers. We took 3 points from 6. We've put ourselves in a good position, and we've come up today and we've unfortunately lost the game of football.
but it's not getting too despondent. It's responding in the right manner and using that as a motivation today, that, you know, you don't get everything your own way in life, and it's just, you know, come on then, let's kick on from here.
Okay. Thank you very much, Stuart.
Thank you.
Thank you.